Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, I won't sugarcoat it. I have a few hard-to-swallow things to go over with you. Gas, health issues, new ones, in fact, to worry about. But, as they say, better to light the candle than to curse the darkness. So, let's light the candle. Morning showers were pretty much done with. Partial afternoon sunshine today. High around 80. Winds west-northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers, a low of 60. The wind's light and variable. Rain, well, maybe near 30%. Ultraviolet index today at 9. The humidity, 54%. Springfield Parks Department hosting the Forest Park Concert Series. And that starts up tomorrow night, June 9, Thursday. The outdoor concerts, all usually scheduled for 6:30 p.m., are open to the public, and they're free of charge. However, the concert scheduled for tomorrow night will be held under the Barney Carriage House tent due to some anticipated rain. Attendees still encouraged to attend, and bring your own lawn chair and a picnic. Connecticut Department of Public Health today has announced that a Connecticut resident has tested positive for Powassan virus infection. See? Now we have that to worry about, along with monkeypox and COVID. Well, this is the second case of POWV-associated illness identified in Connecticut in this year. From 2017 to 2021, 12 cases of POWV-associated illness were reported in Connecticut, including three in 2021. Of course, of those 12 cases between 2017 and 2021, two were fatal. The second case of 2022 is the first fatality from POWV this year. POWV usually spread through the bite of an infected tick, black-legged or deer tick. It takes a week to 1 month after the bite from an infected tick to develop symptoms of POWV, and the virus can be transmitted in as little as 15 minutes after the tick first attaches. Well, this is a good enough reason for us to review ways to avoid tick bites. Avoid areas where ticks are likely to be, and those include grassy, brushy, or wooded areas. Ticks are most active from spring to fall, but may be active on warmer days during winter. Consider the use of CDC-recommended mosquito repellents, including DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus, IR3535, or 2-undecanone, and apply according to directions when outdoors. If I've botched the pronunciation on any of those things, I imagine you know what they are. Check yourself and your children for ticks immediately after coming indoors. Showering within 2 hours of coming indoors may be effective in reducing the risk of tick-borne disease. Examine clothing, gear, and pets carefully after coming indoors. Tumble dry clothing for 10 minutes to kill ticks that were carried inside. Talk to your veterinarian about the best tick prevention products for your dog. Consider treating items such as boots, clothing, and hiking or camping gear with products containing 0.5% permethrin. Well, you might have some trouble finding coconut milk these days, if that's your thing. Walmart has become the latest retailer to pull a brand of coconut milk linked to an investigation by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals into claims of forced monkey labor. Yes, the retailer has joined Kroger, Target, Costco, and Walgreens in discontinuing sales of Chow Co coconut milk. The Thailand-based company was the subject of a PETA Asia investigation in 2019, alleging monkeys were abused, chained, and forced to pick coconuts. According to PETA, Walmart's decision to drop the Chow Co brand from stores and online comes after it received more than 86,000 emails from PETA supporters. I have some vax news for you. Moderna's experimental COVID-19 vaccine that combines its original shot with protection against the Omicron variant appears to work. This has been an announcement by the company. COVID-19 vaccine makers are studying updated boosters that might be offered in the fall to better protect people against future coronavirus surges. Moderna's preliminary study results show people given the combination shot experienced a higher boost in Omicron-fighting antibodies than if they just got a fourth dose of the original vaccine. Today's COVID-19 vaccines are all based on the original version of the coronavirus. They're still providing strong protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, even after the appearance of the super contagious Omicron variant, especially if people have had an initial booster dose. A looming Supreme Court decision on abortion, an increase of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the midterm elections are all potential triggers for extremist violence over the next 6 months. And this follows a bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security as of Tuesday. The U.S. was in a heightened threat environment already, and these factors may worsen the situation. This all is included in the bulletin. This is their latest national terrorism advisory system. DHS warns, in the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic as several high-profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets. Here's a quote. It's the latest attempt by Homeland Security to draw attention to the threat posed by domestic violent extremism, a shift from alerts about international terrorism that are still potential, that were a hallmark of the agency following its creation in the wake of the September 11 attacks. Well, you've got monkeypox to worry about. Now I've given you POWV to worry about. You can't buy coconut milk, or you shouldn't. And, of course, domestic violence is possible. So all things to chew over today, not to mention gas projected to hit $6 a gallon by Labor Day. Yeah, I didn't even want to talk much about that today. So all things for you to mull over. Stay healthy, stay happy as best you can, and keep a good thought. It's good for you. And be with us again tomorrow for our next program, Thursday, up online during the day and night, and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.